This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. We cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley. And in the summertime, we're able to connect with some of the folks playing at the various venues around and take a look at some of the summer fun opportunities you have. Brent Hill is going to be at Riverbend Live along with Andy Nelson on Friday night. And he is joining us literally on the road to get here from somewhere in Idaho. Brent, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry about the road noise here, but you catch us when you can here.
Yeah, so you're over by, you said Twin Falls right now, right?
Yeah, just passing through Twin Falls. Andy comes from Pinedale, Wyoming, so that's kind of a popular meetup spot when we're heading this direction. And yeah, we're looking forward to be back in Oregon at Riverbend Live. What a great venue, great people there. Can't wait.
So I guess let's talk about your background, how you got into music.
Yeah, you know, I'm a songwriter, so I kind of wrote my way into this. And I really started at the Cowboy Poetry Gatherings when I was pretty young. And, you know, Elko, Nevada in particular, they just celebrated 40 years this year. And that's kind of how I got my start. At, you know, modern cowboy songs and songs about agriculture here in the West. And that's kind of my people, and just keep it coming. I've got record number 18 coming out here, so been at it for a minute. And second time playing there at Riverbend Live, and just really looking forward to it.
So how did you get into music, though, as a career, as opposed to your typical, you know, doctor, lawyer, teacher, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, it comes a point where you really just kind of have to make that choice. And I think that was probably, you know, in my early 20s. And I had played a cowboy poetry gathering up in Nebraska, and I was very warmly received. And, you know, there was a supportive bunch of folks. The guys that were kind of in this genre ahead of me really supported me, Michael Martin Murphy and Ian Tyson and Don Edwards and Red Steagall and, you know, Waddy Mitchell, the cowboy poet. They've just been so supportive. And so, yeah, I really had to figure it out, you know, and figure out how to make a living doing it. And I think, you know, that evolves over time. But it's kind of just one of those things where you jump in with both feet and commit yourself just like anything, and then work your guts out to make it happen.
So why the cowboy lifestyle? I mean, I'm suspecting that you probably have some land, some property, maybe some animals as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm a backyard horse guy. I live in Hooper, and I travel so much, and kind of hard to be a rancher and a traveling songwriter. But I come from that world, and I've cowboyed a bit and miss it a whole lot. Love to be on the back of a horse and in the backcountry. I've spent a bunch of time in western Wyoming and western Montana and Idaho in the backcountry, and live for that, you know, really, all my life. And that's the perspective that I understand the best and come from, and plan to get back to even more one day. But I know there's people out there living that way, and especially the folks, you know, that are still in agriculture, just needing somebody who, you know, comes from that world to represent them and you know, give them a fair hearing and bridge that divide, maybe from the people who don't understand it or wish they did or used to be in it, and the folks that still are, and just keep it a topic that's on the table, so to speak, no pun intended, but you know, keep agriculture in the forefront of our minds and hearts at all times.
Well, we've got a lot of agriculture here in Douglas County, and it varies from small operated farms, larger farm operations, and of course, a much growing wine industry here that's getting international acclaim on a lot of levels. So there's a lot of interest in that kind of thing. Now, as a writer, some people write just lyrics. Some people I've met write just the music, and they get paired up with somebody who writes lyrics. What about you? Have you always written both?
Yeah, you know, all of the above, I would say. And the music and lyrics so often come together. You know, usually you're looking for a lyrical hook, and then that pairs with some kind of a melodic hook, and you build from there, you know. But I'll get a cowboy poem from time to time that just could make a good song, you know, and I write music to that, and we have a co-writer. I sit down with another songwriter, and we start from scratch, you know. But usually, you know, music and lyrics come really together, and it's kind of a process that is a little bit, you know, more of catching lightning in a bottle than a science. At this point of doing it for 30 years, you know, I think I got a pretty good formula. And, you know, to the folks that are trying to start, you know, young songwriters, I usually just say the best thing you can do is just carve out time in your life, disciplined time to sit down and write and create. And don't worry about the outcome so much. Don't worry about, you know, whether you like it. Just keep after it, you know, and really, you know, just like anything, dedication and perseverance, you know, eventually yields a good product.
Now, I noticed that you're driving out here, and one of the things I've noticed over the years is not all, but a lot of the cowboy poet, Western music folks that come to Riverbend Live don't jump on a plane somewhere. They seem to like to drive. Why is that?
We have some gear that we bring. We have some screens that we show some images on that coincide with our music and poems. But I think that's also just how we think. You know, we know the West and we know the terrain. And you know, I've given directions on how to get somewhere before as to what canyons to go up and what rivers to cross and what rivers to follow and stuff. And so I think that's just kind of how we think. And for me personally, I just love the landscape of the West so much. I've done this 30 years and I drive 50,000 miles a year, and I don't get tired of it. You know, you talk about the beautiful place that you live. I look forward to seeing that country, that agriculture country and the mountains and those beautiful Oregon rivers. And, kind of hard to see that from the air. There are times we do have to fly, you know, some place just too far away and the schedule's too tight. But if I can get there behind the wheel, I try to do that.
Brent Hill is with us. We're going to continue the conversation, but we're going to listen to one of his songs right now on Inside Douglas County.
I like friendly fellas, confident ladies, tough-hearted horses, strong coffee and babies, cow dogs that mind well, tough jobs getting done, partner with an act to make work fun. I like a good saddle and chicken fried steak, truck that never quits, rope that never breaks, well-loaded pack string that stays head to tail, lead cow that always takes the right trail, and it don't take much to please me. Find myself wanting for not. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I may not be wealthy, but Lord, I love. I like silver bridles, hand-braided reins, mane hair macottes, and swivel rein chains, good shoe and outfit, and a teepee that don't leak, custom-made boots and dry socks for my feet. I like the wild remnants that need to be roped when plans come together the way that I hoped. Without raptors and a creek without thorns, neck rag you can wrap twice, cattle with horns, and it don't take much to please me. I find myself wanting for not. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I may not be wealthy, but Lord, I love. Straight suit with a fair chance to win. Tell me, joke that don't offend. Give me some long shank spurs, a sharp pocket knife. Lord, let me keep this way of life. 'Cause it don't take much to please me. I find myself wanting for naught. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I may not be wealthy, but Lord, I love what I've got. Lord, I love what I've got.
Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Brent Hill with us this afternoon. I like what I've got. How many years ago did you write that particular song?
You know, it's been probably 6 or 8 years. It's actually a poem that was sent to me by Waddy Mitchell, who's really, you know, one of the quintessential cowboy poets. You know, he just barely kind of retired this year, and he sent that poem to me and said, I don't know if this could be a song or not, Pard, but yeah, a couple of tweaks here and there, and all of a sudden, you know, I could hear the tune. And so that's one of those, you know, where the process is a little bit different, you know, than I normally write, but I feel like we came up with something that's great, and a sentiment that certainly I think I can relate to, and so many, you know, around me that live this way of life can relate to.
Now, one of the things about doing any kind of work in the entertainment business is that it's a little unstable when it comes to your typical 9-to-5 paycheck. How do you deal with the ups and downs of your industry and keeping the bills paid?
Yeah, you know, hard work. And just continually trying to be creative, I think, is really the top of that. You know, as I just always try to write new material and keep adding to that catalog. And then also just keep on mining out, you know, every opportunity that I can find, you know. And with my part, Andy Nelson here, who's another phenomenal cowboy poet. In fact, I know he would also cite Waddy Mitchell and Baxter Black as two of his heroes and greatest influences. And, you know, we 10, 15 years ago, we put a show together for a single event, and all of a sudden, you know, we've had, 75 or 80 opportunities like over the last decade that are really great because we package ourselves together. So you're just always, you know, trying to ride the waves that present themselves. And yeah, there's definitely hard times. You got to be a resource manager, and you got to have some faith, and then just good people that are around you that won't let you hang it up. That's my wife. She's really the brains and the looks and the driving force behind it, and she supports me wholeheartedly, and I couldn't do it without her. But yeah, it's a combination of all that: hard work, good team, and good pals.
How did you get paired up with Andy Nelson the first time?
You know, I always tell people we met in a bar in Cheyenne, but we were playing out in Cheyenne. I'd heard of Andy, and I think he'd heard of me, but we hadn't really ever had a chance to work together, and we just really hit it off. In fact, we weren't on stage. We were just kind of talking in the lobby of a hotel, and it just... We'd had similar backgrounds and similar upbringings, and he was out of Oakley, Idaho, and, you know, I was familiar with that country. I had an uncle that lived in Burley, and we just really hit it off and had similar experiences. And then when I heard his material, I thought, my gosh, you know, he articulates the things that I feel and see. And then years later, you know, we had a chance to start performing together, and he's just one of my best friends in the world to boot. So it really, we've never had a bad time. You know, we've had some rough gigs, but we've never had a bad time.
What can people expect when they come out to see both of you on Friday night?
One of the best experiences of their whole lives. You know, really, we're going to make them cry. We're going to make them laugh. We're going to articulate to them things that they see and feel about you know, about living in the West and about agriculture and things like that. You know, a lot of it's lighthearted, some of it's pretty deep, and most of it's just a contemporary perspective on life and the great American West and the kind of things we're trying to hold on to. And most of all, you know, we're just everyday guys. You know, we're the guys from down the road. We like to meet the folks. We like to learn about them. Our show is about them. You know, it's about the people that come to see us, and we love them and look forward to meeting them and talking with them. That's part of the deal with us.
You've got a song coming out in about a week, "The West That Money Couldn't Buy." Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so this is the title track of a record called "The West That Money Couldn't Buy," and you know, I got a series of songs. You sort of look at your records, you know, and bodies of work as kind of chapters in your life. And I'd written this collection of songs, and had a buddy that's, in fact, he's married to a Western singer, well-known Western singer from Burleson, Texas, named Kristen Harris, and his name's Aram Metter. He's a great record producer, great engineer. We talked about making a record for years. And I had this collection of songs that really kind of fit. You know, I thought, man, I could put together a little ensemble down there. And Aram and I had been talking. And really the gist of this song and part of the theme of this record is just, you know, we need to give some extra attention and thought as to what we're losing. We can't pave it all over and then wonder why we don't have enough food. And really that's kind of the gist of the record, and this song particularly is, hey, let's pause for a minute and think about, you know, what our roots are, what our heritage is, and how in the world we're going to make it if we don't start giving a second thought to agriculture and preserving some of this open space here in the West. You know, Utah was just sort of at the forefront of a debacle over some, you know, the sale of some public lands. Fortunately, that kind of went away, and that would have affected so many grazing leases across the West, and affected family ranchers, small family ranches and farms across the West, folks that like to go out and hunt public ground. There was a lot of varied interest there, and you know, I just figured this would be a timely or a good point in time for me to get that song out there and hopefully resonate in the hearts of those folks who still love the open spaces and want to protect them.
All right, we're going to hear the song. Bryn, stay on the line, and here we go.
I remember Lost Creek Canyon in the winter of 93. Deer hanging along the fence where old Toon Cabin used to be. And I lost some borrowed horses in the middle of the night. And I rode that frozen highway till I found them at first light. I remember Croydon, Utah, and the Pences riding high. Mountain lions jumping barbed wire fences in the West that money couldn't buy. Remember Hyder Canyon and the Hopkin family brand. Circle H burned in the hearts of stewards of their sacred land. And the droughts and the thistles and the disappearing grass. And the faith of ag producers that in time this too shall pass. And I remember Croydon, Utah, and the Pences riding high. Mountain lions jumping barbed wire fences. And the West that money couldn't buy. Everyone would love to live like you. But I remember Croydon, Utah, and the hard times it has known. And the hard men and good women, and their children long since grown. And their kindness, and their courage, and the hunger in their eyes. And their love and dedication. vacation to the West that money couldn't buy.
That's Bryn Hill, a new song there, and he'll be at Riverbend Live tomorrow night. About a minute left, Bryn. What would you say to encourage people to come out if they've never seen a cowboy poetry Western music show before?
You know, it's, I would just say it's accessible. You're going to feel something. You're going to gain some insight, but mostly you're just going to be entertained. And especially, you know, with Andy and I there, we're going to make the show a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of laughs and maybe a few tears, but mostly it's just going to be a great time. If you've never experienced cowboy poetry and cowboy music, it is something unique, and it will find a place right straight to your heart.
Well, and I know oftentimes folks come from a long way away to see these cowboy poetry and Western music shows just because they're not available at a lot of venues.
Yeah, we are unicorns to some degree, and you know, everybody's got a little cowboy in them, and we're going to find it tomorrow night at Riverbend Live.
All right, Bryn Hill, thanks for being on with us this afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
All right, 1257 Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.